Part six, using Twitter. So first, before we get started into Twitter world, let's recap. So we have a story, we have a statement, we've recognised our industries, and we've just picked a media outlet to contact. We've found someone to talk to, and if we are not yet plugged into the Twitter platform to connect with journalists, it's such an amazing tool. So that's what we're going to do next. If you are plugged in and not using it, which is the case for many, go and set up a profile and never use it, because it's a lot of time people look at Twitter and say, well, I don't know how to use it. What's going on? Then this section is going to help you to get going. So if you haven't got a Twitter profile, then go and sign up immediately. Twitter gives your business a face for customers, and in particular, for what we're going to use it for, journalists to contact you, as well as connecting with them. So if you are serious about getting in the press, which obviously that's why we're here, get yourself on Twitter immediately. Twitter will give you the advantage of the usual social media graphics, so a profile picture, cover image, a description, and also a web link. So all of these you should compile with your logos, tagline, and the relevant link to your website. I'd suggest to begin with, just go with what your domain name is, so mannequin.com, for example. But mine currently points to the guide to Mannequin, which is my lead magnet. So people can go and visit, and then that will, people will click on that, and then that brings people into my email sequences and ultimately my funnel. Get into the habit of finding the right journalists on Twitter, as I've already described to you, and start following them. By following them, you will see their tweets in your newsfeed. Now, this, what I'm about to tell you, is not the world's best kept secret, but following hashtags on Twitter can reveal a lot of relevant information, and this is where you can find contacts in the press. So search daily on the hashtags, hashtag journo request, and also the plural, so hashtag journo requests. And sometimes I find that that's got more tweets on it. PR, hashtag PR request is another one, although I just tend to use the first two. So by searching for these tags daily, you can literally just take up 5 minutes of your day to search for anything relative to you. You might even find something that you could contribute to that you hadn't even thought about. You can also search a little bit more specifically, if anyone who listens to me knows I can't say specific very well. For example, hashtag journo request space and then the word Halloween. This will bring up a list of tweets relevant to that Halloween keyword. And I've actually just gone and done it now and seen a whole new list of publications and people that I can target for my safari that I do at Halloween, and people that I haven't heard of. So also try it with your keyword for your business. You can also save lists of people on Twitter to speed up your searches. Most of my press over the years have, it's all been reactive, people contacting me. But since I actually pulled this searching into my morning routine, I've been featured in Women's Weekly, and I wouldn't have got that just by someone finding me, and the Saturday version of the Telegraph. So it's always worth looking at that hashtag and just seeing what's out there and what pops up. This is also a great way to find more journalists that you can add to your spreadsheet of contacts, and of course, following them. Now, I've made a sample spreadsheet for you to be able to download so that you can start to add your press contacts into.